true, the wild horses couldn't drag me away. All right, don't you go anywhere. Shh. Wait, Alicia, are you still there?
Hey, okay. I am still here.
This is the shortest break ever in radio, so let me just ask you something. Kanye West, Black America denouncing socialism as slavery. Your comments on this.
This is what we need. This is the main strand that we need to break this political matrix, this guise that Democrats have over our country. Once you have the hip-hop community and more people in the hip-hop community sounding like Kanye West, we're turning back to traditional values. Just turning back to wholesome values, like talking about God and music, instead of talking about gangsters and bitches and sluts and gang raping and all the terrible things that are glorified by the liberalism that's run the entertainment industry. We have one person who, this guy, Kanye West, by the way, I couldn't stand him back when he came out and said that he blamed the corrupt government during the Hurricane Katrina on President Bush and said Bush doesn't like black people. And then he came out and said Taylor Swift, he took the trophy from Taylor Swift and said Beyonce is the best of all time. You remember those things? They're iconic in our culture. They're iconic things that happened in the past. So this guy's had an awakening, and he's using all of that what was once arrogance and egotistic in being his ego, it was a lot more humble, and he's doing something that's so uplifting. He was just in prison visiting prisoners and performing, and it was absolutely tremendous. Everybody should go check out the clip of him doing. It's just like a collective consciousness awakening, like I said, that's happening. It's a great awakening that can happen, and the ramifications of that, they're global, because the message that's echoed from the United States echoes globally. Like I said, if we can win a war, we can win this culture war at home. We can win any war abroad. We can win because it's about the hearts and minds of the people.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller world now than it ever was before. That seems almost silly to say that. But I talked with a young man, early 20s, over in South Africa, and he used the expression gaslighting. So all the expressions that we think are exclusively American, they're not. They're all over the world now. Everyone has picked them up. The Internet has done this. So it's possible for us to all either get our stuff together over the net or lose it completely. Alicia, thanks for coming on, and I look forward to our
Thank
next conversation.
Thank you so much, John. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks. Have a great night, everyone.
All right. You too. Stay safe out there. You know, it's important to understand that this really is as serious as it thinks. These individual incidents, such as, Roger Stone being convicted on 7 counts. Okay? I think the point's been made. If the whole thing, the whole Russian collusion thing, was a hoax, then how do you obstruct a hoax? Maybe you should be given a medal of some sort. The point is, there's going to be more between now and Election Day. We're not even out of November yet, so get ready. And while you're getting ready, I want you to get ready for our next guest. You're going to like her a lot. This is The Art. If you're not riding with the caravan to midnight, here are some of the guests you've missed with names you may know. George and Simona Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Katie Hopkins, Cheryl Atkinson, John McAfee, Vladimir Bukovsky, filmmakers Tiffany Fitzsimmons and John Paul Rice, Alan Keyes, Diana West, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, The Last Vikings, Ralph and Bob Brown, Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch, John Guandolo of Understanding the Threat, William Binney, Ray McGovern, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. I said you miss these, but not really, because over 1,200 programs are archived for your access right now, and their stories won't be scrubbed from the net. Do yourself and those around you a large favor. Join Caravan to Midnight at caravantomidnight.com, and let's make ready for what's to come. This is a story about a bonsai tree and water. The tree was 14 years old when I got it in 2014. It was lush and green. It even had a sprout come up from its trunk, and Queen Bee put it in water, and it was growing in its own matrix. But then the trees began to look bad. The big bonsai appeared to be dying, and the little one was taking strain. You could see this. What could be the reason for this? The water. The big Berkey has four big black filters in the upper tank and four white ones on the bottom. The water test meter showed over 100. That's not good. The white ones hadn't been changed. The top ones had, but not the bottom ones that take out the fluoride, chlorine, and glyphosate. Oops. We changed the white filters. The little tree sprang back to life, but the big tree didn't make it. This is the power of Berkey. You and your pets are taking strain, even if you're not feeling it yet. Get smart, get Berkey, and change your filters. Berkey, ctmstore.com.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. This patriotic hymn was written by Samuel Francis Smith, who died this day, November 16, 1895. A classmate at Harvard with the poet Oliver Wendell Holmes, he became a Baptist minister and a professor. While in seminary, Samuel heard the national anthems for England, Sweden, and Russia. He sat down and within a half an hour wrote, My Country, Tis of Thee. The fourth verse reads, Our Father's God, to Thee, Author of Liberty, to Thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by Thy might, great God, our King.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
I'm Andy Solomon. As our everyday lives are becoming more and more mobile, many small business owners want to operate in the same way, so they aren't required to be behind a desk. Lauren Myrick, head of Square Payroll.
Smartphones are an incredibly powerful tool as any entrepreneur looks to start, run, and grow their business. For example, companies like Square and Weebly enable business owners to build their website, market to customers, and process payments from anywhere. So really, people have sort of an end-to-end business management solution all on their cell phone.
When selecting apps that are right for your business, Myrick recommends focusing on solutions that can deliver on two things, automation and communication.
Think about using apps that let you put administrative tasks on autopilot, especially those that are more complex, like automatic payroll, to make sure that you never miss payday for your employees. And then the other thing to think about is with business apps, you're using them every single day, so it's important to find ones that are designed really well so that it's a great experience and enjoyable and not something that you find frustrating.
For more information, visit square.com or search for Square Payroll online or in the app stores.
Let me tell you a little bit about Marissa Anderson. She lived her entire life in the paranormal arena, as I mentioned earlier. Even as a child growing up in Manhattan, Westchester County, New York, her unique talents and sensitivities were evident to her friends and family. She spent her summers volunteering at the Tolstoy Foundation Center, a nonprofit international philanthropic organization located on a 70-acre site of Reed Farm in Valley Cottage, New York. Spent time with her personal friend, Alexandra Tolstoy, youngest daughter of Leo Tolstoy, Countess Alexandra Tolstoy, who died in 1979 at the age of 96, co-founded the Tolstoy Foundation in 1939. Marissa's experiences during these early years enhanced her natural spirit for action and influence, strength of mind, deep compassion, all the while honing her strengths of perception. Marissa's mother noted that wild animals would appear tame around Marissa. British author John Sutton immortalized one such episode with a wild horse in a story entitled The Psychic Pet Consultant about animals. Marissa gained additional recognition through her World Predictions. Now get this, folks, seriously. This includes giving a comprehensive account of the 2000 U.S. presidential election and the events of September 11, 2001, as well as the predictions of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami and the downing of Flight 800. She's also worked with clients to resolve anomalous phenomena or hauntings, such as in the famous case of Graves End. And today, while Marissa continues to lend her abilities to criminal investigations and animal rescue, she also offers a wide array of services to resolve virtually any
open-ended questions. In addition to working with corporations to predict catastrophic events in the financial and business arenas, Marissa also consults individuals on personal issues, concerns ranging from wellness and relationships to major life decisions. Oh, this is going to get good. It really is. You can see her website. It is marissaanderson.com, M-A-R-I-S-A, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.com. And here she is, Marissa Anderson. Welcome. Great to have you with us. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my goodness. My pleasure. Thank you for having me. You having a good night so far?
Yeah, it's, a little bit of a wild careening takeoff, but we're airborne, so it's good, you know, smooth air. We'll get a little altitude, hill, and the air will get smoother.
Yeah, just as you know, as a pilot, you know that sometimes you take off from the, you know, from the runway, you think it's going to be fine, but you're going left and right a little bit there. So, yeah.
Well, as I always like to say, you're only as good as your next landing. So, that's me.
Yeah, which hopefully will be on solid ground.
Well, yeah, you can reuse the airplane and everything. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, about these unresolved. Sorry,
it's still a full moon night, so weird things are still going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why is that? I mean, what is it with the full moon anyway? Do you know? Because if you do, I mean, is it because the gravitational whatever with the tides and all of that causes people to go nuts, or what is it?
Well, we're like 90% water, and
right.
The moon certainly affects tidal. You know, movement, tidal waves, and things seem to definitely be affected by all of that happening. Of course, radiation coming off the sun probably is helping at that point. Our moon really at this point is suspected to be a satellite because when it's ringing like a bell for many hours after a moon landing, you know, astronauts land and the ship hits the planet and it's ringing like a bell for 6 hours. It's not Earth. It's metal. Yeah. So there's something definitely mysterious about that. It's an exact spot. You can't measure this type of mathematics through evolution where, you know, when we have an eclipse, it absolutely, or eclipse, this moon covers the sun. It's exactly the right distance between the Earth and the sun to do a total eclipse and cover it without any halo around it. So, yeah, there's been suspicions among people without that information really going out from NASA, which is never a straight answer anyway. That's what NASA means. But,
yeah,
definitely the full moon. And police departments see it. I've actually been on the other end, and they're looking at me going, now, how do you know that? Well, emergency rooms are full. Police departments get bizarre calls. Usually, you know, at nighttime when things kind of quiet down, the streetlights, electromagnetics quiet down, and some of these frequencies are a little bit more prevalent. So they get these calls. And full moon happens to have the type of activity where people are aggressive on others, you know, attacking others. And the new moon happens to be the opposite. You know, when the moon goes dark, it's the opposite where people have introverted attacks. In other words, you know, suicides, self-imposed, you know, things taking place. So it's just the opposite. And you can find every department telling you that. I know I've worked with a lot of them.
Well, our own little personal psychological tsunamis. Strange.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I happen to know a little bit about a lot of things. So kind of like you, you know, I've been called a Renaissance psychic because I've been given certain cases, certain jobs, certain things to do. And I've found out, you know, myself that I could do them. I once did a scan on a Ridgefield property of a very wealthy patron in New York City, of one of the hotel owners in New York City. And he wanted me, knowing who I was, he invited me over and wanted me to scan the property. And I looked at him and said, but there was another house here on the piece of property that he was showing me. And he said, nobody knew that. Nobody knows that. And I said, does anybody know that there's a cavern underneath with water flowing, you know, underground. And he said, I had to get an engineer's report from the town to find that out. Nobody knew that either.
But you just knew it.
Yeah. This is the kind of weird stuff that I've been able to do since I've been a child. I think at one point, I'll be honest, my mother was actually freaked out over me after a while. She used to sit me in her lap when I was really little. I mean, really little, like nursery school and kindergarten. And she would ask me, so this person coming to the house, what do you see? And she put me in this big chair with the, you remember the claw feet, the claw feet on these big antique chairs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she would put me in this big tapestry type chair. It was like a castle-like chair. And I was so little, you know, she could hold me easily in her lap in this big chair. And she would ask me these questions. Then she would ask me the alphabet. She would ask me numbers. And so at one point I looked at her and said, but don't you know? And she looked at me and she said, no, I don't know. I'm asking you because you know these. I said, but you'll know all the other answers on the alphabet and the math that you want me to know. And she said, oh, no, only you know that. She used to, both my parents were Russian, and she used to say, we believe in this. You know, they're the ones that did all the research with Nina Kalagina. She was a famous telekinist. So they were way ahead of the U.S. Intelligence people before they started using remote viewers from the military, you know, like McConnell, Joe McConnell, Swan.
Yes.
So, again, these people were used all around in the alphabet agency. So, you know, the people that look at me and say, well, I don't believe in that stuff, I just walk away and say, well, good for you.
Hey, can I order a bunch of stuff off the menu here? I mean, I've got a menu and we're going to cover all of it. But I just want to order a couple of items that are not on the menu. And one of them is this. And if you haven't, then by all means, I don't mind, you know, I'm not trying to coax the answer that I want out of you. I just find that to be.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Are you seeing more paranormal activity, what people would call paranormal activity? Are you seeing more of it now than maybe ever before? Or is it just me seeing it? Because I don't even want to talk about it. Some of it's so profound.
No. Oh, my God. Do we have a lot to cover? So I wonder if we'll be able to fit it in even the extended time. But this is unparalleled in any type of existence that humans have ever been able to document, that more phenomena is happening now than ever before. So in other words, people will see, please, people, don't freak out. The last thing I want to do is induce more fear. The Democrats are great at doing that. That was a question the other day, by the way, on another show I had. How do we deal with fear? Because everybody, the new research that's come out, the fear has excelled in people. Like, everybody has post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, it's known. So everybody has it to some degree. That's the kind of life we live. So now they'll be seeing more phenomena like this. You know, to add to their terror, they'll be seeing, you know, more what's called anomalous phenomena by the scientists that I work with.
Have you heard anything about these people? They appear to be humanoid. Has anybody reported you seeing sort of bubble people kind of walking around, almost like the child at the end of 2001, A Space Odyssey? It's just kind of floating through there. Has anybody said anything about they're afraid that they're seeing creatures that look like people, but they're more like translucent bubble people? I know this sounds absurd, but I'm asking.
That one I've not heard. I mean, if I were to see, you know, perhaps the illustration that you're... Oh, I see what you're talking about. It's like a whole body encased in a sphere.
Yes.
Is that where you're going?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I had to probe your brain for a moment to get that illustration. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have said, well, you know, Hollywood is full of those bubble-headed people.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I had to.
That's funny. I like it.
But hey, look, at least, you know, I'm comfortable with certain things. Everything is upside down in this world now, and we're going to discuss some of that and why it's happening. But there are a few consistencies that I can certainly count on and feel comfortable by. Linda Hamilton is doing another Terminator movie.
Is she really?
This one,
that poor woman.
Arnold. And, you know, and she, at her age, she still looks beautiful. I have to say the wrinkles and
good
everything, the gal is still gorgeous. And Jane Fonda is still trying to be arrested.
Well, maybe they'll succeed this time.
I think they did arrest her. Yeah. It was like a week or two ago. So when I heard that, I said, well, you know, at least I'm comfortable certain things are staying the same.
Jane Fonda still out there kicking it, trying to turn the country commie. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't enough for her that she had people killed. She's trying to kill more with the green stuff. So I think that was what her so-called protest, you know, for publicity was about.
These old hippie radicals just won't go away. You know who the San Francisco DA is now? That's Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn's adopted son is now San Francisco's DA. Yeah, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn of the Weather Underground. And more to the point, this is the son of one of the guys that wound up dead or in jail or both, or maybe in the reverse order, for killing those two New York City cops. So they took that son and they raised him, and now he's the district attorney in San Francisco.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, the good guys, you know, what used to be the good guys, the politicians and all these people that everybody looked up to, even many of the doctors in the communities, swearing they're trying to save your life in your face, as my cardiologist was trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, give me a pacemaker when I didn't need one. I was never, you know, I'm like a doctor's nightmare because I know too much medical stuff as well. That's the Renaissance part. I've done, you know, work with sick people. Doctors have sent me. I've done archaeological digs, knowing what's there. I've done ghost hauntings and solved them. I was doing the solving, by the way, in my own place in Bronxville because they wouldn't leave me alone. But yeah, everything is so topsy-turvy. Oh, we got a cut. Okay.
We do. You know, I got a letter the other day from a man, and he was relating a story, a conversation between a person and a tribal elder. And what the tribal elder said was that during the last days, the end days, nothing will work. As simple as that. None of the things
nobody
that you
will
thought,
believe the truth. Yeah.
That's right.
Nobody will believe the truth. Yeah.
And nothing will work the way it once did.
Yeah.
If they think they're afraid now, wait till that happens, right?
Yeah, and those fear beings, that fear is actually biological, part of biological entity. So those fears is their last spark somewhere, so to speak.
All right, hang on. We're going to do this break. We'll be back with Marissa on the ARC. Back in the day, censors were employed to keep images and storylines deemed perverse or immoral away from the public. Now, censors are used to restrict truthful information from reaching the ones who really need it. You. Some advertisers use a portion of their sales to fund organizations that are anti-Constitution, anti-Republic, and anti-Christian. When you watch CNN or MSNBC, for example, understand that if you buy the products advertised on those channels, you are helping those who would take your freedoms. In other words, your own money is being used against you. After 25 years in the mainstream media, I decided to leave it and form Caravan to Midnight, a membership service that will not be censored. The truth is what we want, no matter how hard that truth may prove to be. So join us at caravantomidnight.com and help us support you and the right to freedom of speech and of the press, or in this case, the media. This is a story about a bonsai tree and water. The tree was 14 years old when I got it in 2014. It was lush and green. It even had a sprout come up from its trunk, and Queen Bee put it in water, and it was growing in its own matrix. But then the trees began to look bad. The big bonsai appeared to be dying, and the little one was taking strain. You could see this. What could be the reason for this? The water. The Big Berkey has four big black filters in the upper tank and four white ones on the bottom. The water test meter showed over 100. That's not good. The white ones hadn't been changed. The top ones had, but not the bottom ones that take out the fluoride, chlorine, and glyphosate. Oops. We changed the white filters. The little tree sprang back to life, but the big tree didn't make it. This is the power of Berkey. You and your pets are taking strain, even if you're not feeling it yet. Get smart, get Berkey, and change your filters. Berkey, ctmstore.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-770-770. 805-3030. That's 800-705-3030. 800-705-3030 or go to selectquote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. As the Democrats in the House continue their hyper-partisan efforts to impeach the president, those of us in media who have defended the president need to stay far away from exaggeration during this process. Some of the, quote, deep state hyperbole we see distracts from the need to drive home the most important point. Adam Schiff is denying the president and his colleagues in the minority due process. Senate Republicans should refuse any article of impeachment birthed by this deeply broken, quote, process. But neither the president nor the country is helped out by hyperbole on their side. Our rhetorical effort should be focused on the fact that Trump did not commit an impeachable offense. In fact, he committed no offense at all. No quid pro quo, no extortion, no bribery. Opportunities are lost every day when the president's defenders overreach into conspiracy theory, refuse to wait upon the facts about wrongdoings by government officials in 2016, indeed, if there are any at all. Stick with the facts. They are with the president.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
I can't believe he's got 850 horsepower in that Dodge Hellcat of his. With an automatic, can you imagine the mayhem you can raise in that car with that man driving? Ted Nugent, of course, is who I'm referring to. Hey, our guest is Marissa Anderson, everybody. And here's the thing. We're just sitting around chatting like a couple of people have known each other for years, although we've never had the, I've never had the pleasure of meeting her in person. However, this telekinesis thing, I used to play with it back in the college days when they had parachute rooms. You know, they put a parachute on the ceiling and people would meditate and get all hippie. It was really pretty tasteless looking back on it now. However, then it was quite groovy. And this telekinesis thing is quite real, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And I'll tell you, it all my life, you know, I've had all of these things all my life. And very much like an athlete, when you realize that you have a certain ability that you're okay with, you go with it and you kind of learn to adapt with it and learn what it sounds like better and to train with it. And kind of that kind of stuff that you were doing is what people will begin to be able to do. Like before, I always send out interference on equipment. So my fax machine, I must have gone through six fax machines when I was living in New Windsor, New York, because I would put them right by my bed. And I finally realized after a while, you know, I'd wake up and I would hear something and I would have vivid dreams and I would look at my fax and it looked like it was trying to, you know, send out a fax, making the noises. And then it would just kind of make this weird noise and then just die. That must have happened six or seven times. We finally figured it out. Let me just put them downstairs because this is getting expensive. So this kind of thing is going to be happening with people. We are frequency laden. And these beings that people are seeing, they're higher frequencies. Like these, let's call them sphere beings. That they have a biological capsule around them. So that capsule really is part of their DNA. And it's created so that it morphs with them and is able to go through. Usually they're a type of dimensional beings. and they're able to morph with this unit that comes and goes by their thought. And we, you know, we've had that. Clint Eastwood actually had that movie, right? He did. He was that actor in that movie. So we've had technology like this for ages. We've had off-planet, non-terrestrial technology that has been suppressed from us, as well as everything else that's been suppressed. Why not suppress everything? Medical technologies. Med beds are starting to be released. This is POTUS's soft disclosure. I noticed in November and December that you could see these advertisements of med beds coming out. Now, that's a frequency-laden unit that you lay in, and it heals you. I don't know specifically what it can heal. It may have limitations, but we have replicators, you know, like Star Trek ship pad, where you open up a little door type thing. That's how I visualize it. You push a couple of buttons and open up a door, and it replicates. We have the 3D printers. Well, that's part of that. So some of these things have been coming out in what the president himself calls soft disclosure. He wanted to let all this out the evening of his oath. Trust me, he did. But he's been held back by a lot of people around him saying that, you know, people can't handle the truth, really, all of it. It's just too much. The stuff that these corrupt people have been doing, literally crimes against humanity, slavery, child slavery, pedophilia, ritualistic child torture. I mean, this is no joke. So this is all part of what has been suppressed, including people like me. I was told that there were only three choices when Dr. Alex Emich was researching this for years. He was in his 80s when I met him, and he died in, I think he was like 116. You know, he used to say, "You're giving me the ability to know how to make my life longer, Marissa, and I thank you for that." I tried to show him within our experiments, which he really talked me into. He said, "They're going to be private funds. I know you're worried about military funding for a good reason, and they're going to be private funds, and the grants won't be gotten unless you're on it." Because through word of mouth, through science projects, you know, he got to know who I was. So this stuff has been out there, and the telekinesis was around me since I was a little girl. I know I'm kind of jumping around and going all over the place. This isn't scripted. I'm kind of, you know, going by the seat of my pants here like you do. So I had a little wall socket over my bed, and there would be this great little nightlight. Maybe a few of you people that are older like me, I'm 67, remember these things. It was light blue. It had a little circular half moon cover over the light bulb, the 4-watt light bulb, and you could turn with a knob this little sphere, half sphere, that would open up, and it would start looking like a half moon or a full moon when you opened up the whole thing. It had little cutout stars, die-cut stars in it that also lit up, and it was a great little nightlight because I needed it. I had these things visiting me all the time.
Good grief.
You know, and waking me up in the middle of the night. Believe me, this phenomena feels a frequency coming off of certain people like me. And they know you're aware of them being there. And these beings can be hauntings. They can be off-planet beings. And if it's a haunting, they touch right in on you because it's like they're looking for a shrink. And that's what I realized when I was really little, that they would never leave me alone unless I listened to what they wanted of me. Because one night, my name was really truly Helen. Marissa is like my stage name. That name was screamed into my ear, and I remember sitting up with pain coming out of my ear and my eardrum just moving like a decibel bell had been blown into it, like 120 decibels.
Gotcha.
And I remember just putting my hand over my ear in total sheer pain. And that's when I realized they were never going to let me rest. So I just kind of called out with telepathy, "What do you want from me? What can I help you do to be at peace?" Because clearly they weren't at peace. So I realized that this particular one person was someone from Pioneer Days, believe it or not. I vaguely remember 1800s, and he was there from France to be hunting. He was hunting. He left a pregnant wife at home. These are all images I got, just like I got from Gravesend in her Brooklyn building. What the hell happened there? We have a break.
Yeah, let's take a little break. Hold your place right there, okay? Don't forget where we are, and let's pick up right where we're leaving off. All right, Marissa Anderson is our guest for the remainder of the program here on The Ark. I am John B. Wells, and we'll be right back. You know, on Caravan, we don't have commercial breaks, but we do over the air, so we have to take one. All right, stand by. We'll be back. Riding with the Caravan to Midnight. Here are some of the guests you've missed with names you may know. George and Simona Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Katie Hopkins, Cheryl Atkison, John McAfee, Vladimir Bukovsky, filmmakers Tiffany Fitzsimmons and John Paul Rice, Alan Keyes, Diana West, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, The Last Vikings, Ralph and Bob Brown, Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch, John Guandolo of Understanding the Threat, William Binney, Ray McGovern, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. I said you missed these, but not really, because over 1,200 programs are archived for your access right now, and their stories won't be scrubbed from the net. Do yourself and those around you a large favor. Join Caravan to Midnight at caravantomidnight.com, and let's make ready for what's to come. Heads up, ARC writers. Analysis by the Environmental Working Group of almost 50,000 public water systems revealed the water supply consumed by 170 million Americans contains radioactive elements. 27 states' water supplies exceed the EPA's legal limit. Olga Nydenko, senior science advisor at EWG, said, "Millions of Americans are drinking water with potentially harmful levels of radioactive elements, but the outdated federal standards mean many people don't know about the risk they face when they turn on the tap." The internet says, "In an area with elevated levels, find an alternative source of water, such as your nearest natural spring." Yeah, right. Or filter it. Reverse osmosis is effective at removing most radioactive particles. Hang on, you can do better. Get a Berkey filter at ctmstore.com. I've used my Berkey for years and I love it. Don't fool around with risky water. Go to ctmstore.com and get your Berkey freestanding water filter today. ctmstore.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Since I was 18 years old and a copy boy at the NBC News Bureau in Washington, I wanted to be a journalist. I worked then with real reporters with newspaper or wire service backgrounds, watching them not only cover news, but dig out information of use to the public. I saw it not only as a profession, but a high calling. Today's so-called journalism is nothing like that. It plays off Twitter feeds, rumor, leaks, innuendo, unsubstantiated allegations, and even made-up stories that suit the political agenda of the media. It ought to be an embarrassment, but like so much in our culture, embarrassment has gone the way of the record player. Don't they realize they're contributing to their own demise? Look at the ratings. Look at newspaper subscriptions. They make excuses about the internet, but poll after poll shows a large majority of Americans no longer trust the media. That includes Hollywood, whose people regularly call for more gun control and then load up their pictures with multiple shootings. Media hypocrisy lives, but they don't seem to care. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
ZZ. Got to get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
All God's chilling, got to get paid. All right, let's carry on with our most singular conversation here with Marissa Anderson. Marissa, so bring us back. What do they want? Why did they continue bugging you like that?
So. It's been a weird life so far, and it's not over yet. And
yeah,
I've had
I got
a lot
that.
Of close, close calls to be over. Believe me, I'm still here. My own doctor keeps saying, Marissa, you should have died three times that I know of. But, yeah, they bug you because they can pick up that frequency. What that frequency is, in quotes, that is a higher frequency. And not that I'm better than anybody else. I'm just different like everybody else.
Well, did anything happen to you when you were a child that might have helped you acquire this, or were you just was it just naturally occurring, this gift?
I'm sorry to laugh, but yeah, my sister picked me up when I was still an infant and dropped me.
Are you serious?
I am serious. My mother ran over. She realized she gave her too much freedom on doing, what she wanted to do. And she ran over and picked me up. She picked me up, and I looked at her and started laughing.
Wow.
She told me that. So, and it doesn't surprise me because at 16, I came over to my dad and said, here's an FAA paper. Will you please sign it because I want to go skydiving? And I told that to him in Russian, and he looked at me and said, you're crazy. I'm not signing it. I said, oh, okay, I'll just wait 2 years when I'm 18. I won't need it. Yeah. And then I realized I could skydive. I made like 10 or 12 jumps, and I said, now I want to learn how to fly a plane since I can leave a plane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been my crazy life. I've just been fascinated by everything, interested in everything. And science is interesting because all the interest that I've had in science helped me to explain everything that seemed to evolve with me. And you start seeing this. In my case, it was in childhood, and then it just grew. I actually buried it when I was a teenager, like we do when we bury all things, when we think that we might not be accepted. But my girlfriends used to know this stuff. Lucia Newman, who actually was bureau chief in the Spanish-speaking CNN countries, I knew that when I would come full circle to realize all this was coming to me and strengthening, that I was going to meet someone that would then be a kind of a mentor to me to show me a little bit of the way of how to continue to live this way. And when there were three things that were going to happen, I was going to get a hold of her. And she said, Helen, the only way anybody could get me in this office was truly through a miracle. She said, how did you get through? I said, I just spoke to the gal. And she put me through. She put me through to your gal there in your newsroom, and she put me through to you. She said, that never happens. Well, that had to be my telekinesis saying it's all right. My telepathy, I should say, saying it's all right. Because that's some of the stuff I've been tested with. Okay, being able. There was one time that I ordered lunch, and I had a witness to that. Her name is Jennifer, and I won't give her last name to not freak her out. But we had lunch together, and she ordered. The waiter went away, and he came back with my order and with her order and the drinks. And she looked at me, she said, but you didn't order, he brought you a Coke with lemon. And he actually came back with a dish of lemon. He said, I'm sorry, I forgot. And she looked at me, she said, what? had that happen? You never ordered. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I did. And he came back. I think I had a tuna salad that day. I wanted to have a tuna salad, and she had a burger. And she looked at me, and she said, how did that happen? And I said, he got my order. She said, but you never said anything. I said, yeah, I know. She said, now you're freaking me out. I don't even want to talk about this. It scared her so much that we didn't speak for a while, believe it or not. So we reconnected. So the three things happened. I connected with Lucia. Another thing happened to show me that I was in the right place and time where something else was now going to show me what my way was, what my journey would be from here. And I sat there, and Hans used to tell this story, Hans Holzer. And Alex, thank God, I just adore her. He has two beautiful daughters, Nadine and Alex, and she's like family. They've all been like family to me. Alex Holzer, she gave all of Dad's stuff to Travel Channel, so they're actually using his cases, the Holzer files. But I basically just knew that there was something next that I had to do. One day I took the remote, I turned on the TV, and there was something telling me to watch. Just keep watching and flip the channels until whatever it was felt right. Well, I got to the cable channel. I was actually in Scarsdale at that time. I got to the cable channel, and they were featuring all their activities within Westchester. Lo and behold, something came through that was it. I was getting that was, this is it. Now pay attention. So I was so excited with the pay attention. I read Professor Hans Holzer doing a class on evidence of life after death. And then I was so frantic, I dropped the remote, I went back, it was off screen. So I had to wait another 15 minutes for the damn thing to spiral around again. And I wrote down the room number, the date, the time, and went to the lecture, came down to the podium at the end, was giggling at some of the things he had to say, because he wasn't psychic. He was just reporting a lot of the occurrences that he'd seen, showing the photos. And I went down to meet him, shook his hand, and he said, after I said, I know that I can tell you what your apartment looked like. And he said, what was your name? I said, Marissa Anderson. I was using, you know, that Marissa, which is my stage name, Anderson. And because my last name is Russian, nobody can pronounce it anyway. But I said, you have one wall of books in the dining room. And then I looked to the right, and there's another half wall of books in the dining room. Then I walk out into the living room, and I see masks on the wall. I see a chair that looks like it's totally shredded. It actually looked like an arts chair from the Crafts Museum, because his cats would go and pull at the fabric so much that it had these beautiful threads coming out of it, colored threads. And I've seen like stuff like that in the art museum, because I grew up loving art. I grew up wanting to be a graphic designer and also an anthropologist, an oceanographer. So many things, but I went through design, so I became a graphic designer. But this chair looked like it belonged in the Crafts Museum. It was so threaded, and I explained that to him, and he looked at me and laughed. And I said, "But you have two cats. One is black with a little white spot under the chin, and another is baffling to me because I'm looking at the cat. He kind of looks like he's multicolored, but he's called Stripes. There's not one stripe on the cat." And he looked at me and he said, Marissa, that's because the cat's name is Stripes.
The cat's name is what?
Stripes. Yeah, cat's name was Stripes.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was funny. I mean, we both laughed. He took my hand, and while he was still shaking it, saying, I think we can work together. And that was it. That was what I was supposed to open the door to kind of follow suit to see somebody who had been writing about it professionally for many years. He'd been writing about cases and basically how I would do this, how I'd hang up my shingles, so to speak, and continue to do this. Because at the time I was, you know, I told him, I'm doing this with the local police department. You know, we're doing cold file cases. They have no witness reports. They have no evidence. There's no weapons found. There's no evidence. So they can't point to anyone else. They have no idea where to take the case. Oh, my gosh. One of my cats has a hairball. He's going to vomit.
So you were called upon by law enforcement people to actually solve these cold cases?
Yes, to solve cold cases. And that was another lark. Nothing is a coincidence. I want your audience to know that everything that you do, everything that you learn, people you meet, somehow fits in somewhere with circumstances in your life. It's all like little puzzle pieces. And when I've seen the future in the past, then I get to the present and things start appearing. And this has been constant on cases when I've done individual cases, whether they're law court cases. I'm told this can't possibly happen. It happened on my own divorce case. My own attorney kept saying this just can't happen. That attorney can't do that. He'll be disbarred. So later on, when the present would come around and those events would happen, it was exactly as I saw it. Mm-hmm. And that was what would freak out my mother. She'd sit me in her lap and she'd say, this person coming, she's coming with your godfather, tell me about her. And I said, I love her. She can't speak English. She's beautifully blonde, absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I was little. And I said, and I love her. I remember my little legs dangling off her lap because I was so overjoyed. I couldn't wait to meet her. And I said, she's coming. She's coming in a few days. Well, they didn't know. He was coming back from Holland married.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take our long top-of-the-hour break. It's about 9 minutes long, but when we come back, we're going to get into some really serious stuff. Promise, with Marissa Anderson and me, John B.
Heads up, ArcWriters. Analysis by the Environmental Working Group of almost 50,000 public water systems revealed the water supply consumed by 170 million Americans contains radioactive elements. 27 states' water supplies exceed the EPA's legal limit. Olga Nydenko, senior science advisor at EWG, said, millions of Americans are drinking water with potentially harmful levels of radioactive elements, but the outdated federal standards mean many people don't know about the risk they face when they turn on the tap. The Internet says, in an area with elevated levels, find an alternative source of water, such as your nearest natural spring. You're right. Or filter it. Reverse osmosis is effective at removing most radioactive particles. Hang on. You can do better. Get a Berkey filter at ctmstore.com. I've used my Berkey for years, and I love it. Don't fool around with risky water. Go to ctmstore.com and get your Berkey freestanding water filter today. ctmstore.com.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Dow Jones Industrials break above 28,000 for the first time in history. And Phoenix Sky Harbor named the best airport in America. Those stories next.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction. Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mfvans.com.
A record day on Wall Street as the Dow closed above 28,000 for the first time in history. Healthcare and technology shares surged. Restoration Hardware up 6% and Occidental Petroleum up 3% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway picked up shares in both companies. At the close, the Dow had gained 223 points, sitting at a new all-time record high. The Nasdaq up 62 points, the S&P up 24. The Trump administration today issued rules compelling hospitals and insurers to provide upfront information to consumers on what their care will cost. That begins in January. Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix ranked the best airport in America in the Wall Street Journal annual rankings. Phoenix scored best out of 20 airports, the shortest screening times, and the fastest Wi-Fi. The Journal's three worst airports, New York's JFK and LaGuardia, and Newark International. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.